Good morning and welcome to Dr. Leonard's Pet Pointers. Well, this has been kind of a hard week for us at the Atlantic Animal Health Center. A week ago today, our friend and co-worker David Williams passed away from pancreatic cancer. Tuesday morning, we attended his funeral at the United Methodist Church, and the Reverend Lynette Plambeck, at David's direction, I might add, had an absolutely wonderful service for David and his family and friends. How did the guy who knows more about plants and planting than anybody else end up at the Atlantic Animal Health Center? Well, after David closed his business, David's Garden Center, he sort of isolated himself for a period of time from people, and one day I was talking to my wife, Rosemary, and I said, you know, I think we need to add another employee. And I said, this time, maybe nice to have somebody with a little testosterone instead of all this estrogen that's in my office all the time. She said, did you ever think about asking David Williams, who lived across the street from us, of course? I called David and asked if he was interested in a job. His answer was, let's meet. We did, and David joined our staff. One thing that I did not do was have him take a writing test. David, if you want to look at some of your old tickets, you'll know what I'm talking about, wrote in a printed block letter style, about 2 times taller than the lines on our appointment book. That created a bit of a problem to start with, but we made it through that little problem. What did we get when we got David? Well, we got all that you know about David. A person who loved people and loved animals. Sarah said he talked to every animal and thought they were all the best animal in the whole world except for Ellie Mae, his own dog. David was very compassionate about all of our animals, and that's really important to me and to the rest of our staff. You all saw him in the front office, and he would do everything asked of him and more. There was no job too dirty, no dog too mean that David failed to jump in and help with. He cleaned kennels sometimes with a lip turned up just a little bit, but with the ability to get things done. Laundry in our office is a giant job. We do 8 to 10 loads of laundry every day, and David was always back there helping to keep up. David was really a good cook, and we all got to help him on the tasting panel that sometime we got to take a little bit home if we liked it, too. Becky was happy because David was always one that shared his recipes, and you know, some good cooks really don't share their recipes very well. Mary was always happy to have David as a fellow master gardener and a fellow Quester Club member. Because Mary is a Park and Rec board member, David always had great ideas about the trees, the lawns, and the flowers for the park. David was compassionate and the best employee and friend a person could ask for, and we will miss him greatly. Oh, P.S. When there was a Sunday snowstorm, guess who would walk across the street and care for the animals so the rest of the staff could stay at home? This is Dr. Leonard, Atlantic Animal Health Center, 1008 West 6th Street, Atlantic, Iowa. Our number is always 243-2121, and the rest of the staff is still there for you.